This is Alexa D'Amato, reporting for WLIW-FM from Philadelphia. It's traditional for both campaigns to send surrogates to speak to the media after the debate to offer commentary. Reporters surrounded Republican vice presidential hopeful J.D. Vance, former Trump official Olivia Troy, and former Trump White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci, among others. Florida Representative Byron Donalds was also in attendance to support Trump. He listed his reasons for supporting the former president.
We need leadership and smart policies and common sense. I've seen a lot of politicians come and go. When he says he's going to do something, he doesn't.
On the Democratic side, I spoke to Gold Star father Keyser Khan, whose son was killed during the Iraq War. Here's what he had to say last night.
Kamala Harris is the president, is most suitable for the president. I will stand with Kamala Harris. I will campaign for Kamala Harris because there is no comparison.
Leaders on both sides claimed victory after the debate. This is Alexa D'Amato reporting from Philadelphia for WLIW-FM.
This is Michael Dent reporting for WLIW in Philadelphia. At the Pennsylvania Convention Center last night, reporters had a lot of questions for Republican leaders immediately following the presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. I asked Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio about both of the candidates' performance.
I think voters know everything they need to know about Donald Trump, and everything he said tonight or did tonight is pretty much consistent with everything they've heard from him in the past. I don't think they saw anything tonight from Trump that they hadn't seen before. Kamala Harris, for a lot of people, is still an unknown.
Later on, former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy told me he's optimistic about a Trump-Vance administration.
President Trump and I have had some longstanding discussions over the course of this year about some high-impact positions in the cabinet and the administration.
Ramaswamy also said he's been recruited heavily for the governorship of Ohio. This is Michael Dent reporting for WLIW in Philadelphia.